Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the I Love Politics show. I'm your host, B. Sayers, and I want to thank you for taking the time to listen in. Today is Sunday, July 19th, 2015. It is 5 o'clock p.m. Central Daylight Time. This show comes to you from Houston, Texas. I do politics, I do praise, and I do productivity. Three things are very much a part of who I am and are on my plate daily. And by doing these three things, I am able to conquer all things that come within the borders of my fence, because my fence is placed there by the Lord Jesus Christ, because I am a believer. And I want to say to you today that America is ready for change. Those of us who want change, we must be the change, or things for you will always remain the same, unless you're willing to be the change. Are you ready to see a better America than ever before? We are ready. Because one thing that I've seen in the last months, coming up on a year now, I've seen for sure, is that Americans realize we have to be more accepting of one another, regardless of what types of beliefs we are confronted with. We have to realize we have our own space, they have their own space, and we're realizing that today like never before. We were given an opportunity for change in 2008, and America, being the wise country she is, chose change. That does not mean that Satan does not still try to prevail. But that means that the veils of sin have been removed from the eyes of many in America on this day. You see, yes, we have problems in America. No doubt about that. Oh, and my chat room is open today, which is not what I do all the time, because a lot of times I'm not available for my chat room, but you can call in at 323-417-6838. What I'm doing the remainder of the summer is talking to people about economic development. And there's a lot of things that go with that. And since I do praise and I do politics and I do productivity, well, I just roll them all in together. So you never know which one you're going to get, but you're going to get them all for sure. So, thing is, 1 in 6 Americans live in poverty. That's fact. 9 of every 10 Americans confess Christianity as their religion of choice. This is fact. So, why so much poverty? That means a lot of Christians are living in poverty. Why? Christians, why? Do you not believe in God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? Why is it that so many Christians are in poverty, believers in poverty? And not to say everyone else should be and they shouldn't, but this is why we have to study God's word to show ourselves approved. Because we as Christians know the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So everything here belongs to our Father. We just have to ask for that which we desire. For we know as a man thinketh he is. So do you think poverty, or do you think prosperity? You have not because you ask not. You have not because you ask amiss, because the earth is the Lord's. My brothers and sisters in Christ, what is going on to cause so much chaos in America today, the land of opportunity? Are you falling down? Are you praising God? Are you claiming and naming? Are you not thinking beyond yourself? God tells us as believers how to achieve, how to name things and claim things. He tells us this all throughout Scripture. Did not God deliver the descendants of Abraham from slavery after 400 years? Promised he did it. Did not God deliver Job from illness after Job did God's will? After Job watched his family suffer and die? Was not Sarah barren and God gave her a child because it was her desire? Was not Daniel cast into the den of lions and God locked shut the jaws of the lions to spare Daniel's life? Our God makes promises, and he does not fail on his promises, not one. And so when Christians are living in poverty, working every day, many, and living in poverty, what is wrong? Study to show yourself approved, because when we know God's word, we can apply God's word to our lives. And when we apply God's word to our lives, he answers prayers, the desires of our hearts. He said he gives to us. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, these are the believers, stand up, humble yourselves, and you can save this land, prayers of the righteous avail it much. The prayers of the right of a righteous person sends 10,000 angels on the run. So why is it that we have 1 in 6 Americans living in poverty when 9 of every 10 Americans confess Christianity as their religion of choice? Why is it? You must explain, Christians. Our country is filling chaos. From which does it come? From our failure to believe in God and have faith and do his works so that our land may prosper? Not everyone, just you, the believer. Because God's promises will be fulfilled here on earth. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. God wants to give us everything he has created. He said he will give us the desires of our heart. Who is it amongst us that is desiring poverty? And why? Why can't you step right out of it? You can. You must. You shall. If you seek his face, shall be. Because God said it. In John 16:33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. in the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Poverty is the world. It has been overcome in Jesus' name. Satan has been binded. Satan knows he can do no more than you allow him to do in your life. He has been binded here on earth and in heaven. Because when Jesus rose from the dead, he took away the sting of death of Satan's power with him. Strong in the Lord. You have to trust. And you have your in his trust, you have faith. And with faith, you must work. And we will rid our land of poverty. One by one. Thousands by thousands, millions by millions. This we can do, America. This you can do. You want to live your life to glorify God. For God loves his children, says, forgive one another 77 times per day. You have not because you ask not. You have not because you ask amiss. Ask anything that you will in God's name. Are you seeking poverty? Or are you seeking prosperity? As a man think it, he is. What is it that you desire this day? You need it for strength if you're going to end poverty in America. God is not pleased with this poverty in America. We need mental health for clarity so we can do God's will. We need to study goal setting so that we can know what the object is we are going for long term and short term, and we can keep our focus when our mental health and our physical health is prosperous for us. Don't tear down your body with substances and greed, but take care of your body, your physical health, your mental health. Get help if you need it. If those around you need it, seek help for them. We must end poverty in America starting today. It is not too late. But we must do it as a tribute to the God we love. Yes, we can, America. Yes, we can. If we be of sober mind and we be vigilant and we recognize our adversary, who is Satan, the devil, and recognize that the devil walks through the land seeking to devour. We can. Because Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. But we must give the glory. Christians must come together and praise his name. Matthew 16:18 says, and I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. This is where God's people should come together and give him the praises and glorify his name and seek forgiveness of our sins toward one another and ask him to heal us and ask him to look after others into our fold. We have not because we ask not. Yes, we can, America. We have to name it. We have to claim it. We have to believe. And we have to know, as it says in 1 Corinthians 15:33, evocation corrupts good manners. We got to call these people to the carpet who's walking around spewing dirty talk, backbiting talk, gossip, lies, anger, deceit, because those types of communication will corrupt good manners. Scripture says it. So we, starting with me, starting with you, we must be the change, or there will be no change. For why? Oh, this is the way it is. We have poverty in our land that should not be. We can rid our land of poverty. We need a goal, a short-term goal and a long-term goal, based on the desires of your heart, based on your willingness to put God first in your life, to understand that you are your brother's keeper, to do what you can, to realize to whom much is given, much is required. Millions of Americans live in destitute conditions right today with nothing more than barely food in this land of opportunity. We have hunger every day, children hungry, elderly hungry, disabled people hungry. Poverty is because legal policies and procedures of corrupt, wealthy Americans and foreigners who are doing business in America, they set in place their own ideologies and they use the public to gain money. And we all know that the love of money is the root of all evil. Policies and procedures that are set in place by these corrupt politicians or by spineless politicians who sit there and do nothing about it or by selfish politicians who just want to get what they can get. And even we got politicians out there who deem themselves better than their friends and family because they feel, I managed to get out of poverty, you should have managed to get out of it too. And so they're politicians now, and they do nothing for no one other than their own. With all of these things being part of the equation, America, equation of poverty in America, with all of the things we face every day right now, together, we can end poverty. Starting this day. We can. Just think about it. It has to maybe start with you if you're in poverty today. That you make up your mind tomorrow won't catch you in the same place. And so you find yourself doing something different tomorrow morning than you did this morning. You got to come to the table every day with new ideas. Better things to do to end poverty. Today's show. Is to tell God's people that when you fail, everybody fails. And when you prosper, everybody prospers. So the failures that we are seeing is the failures of God's people to do his will in their life, whatever that might be. For when God's people fail, we all fail. So be the change. Decide today that you're going to be the change. It's not just about you. To end poverty, you got to look beyond just yourself. We got groups out there who say they are for others and they are for making things better, but where are they? Where is the Tea Party? They are mostly old, white people who are retired or will be retiring soon. Maybe you have enough to take care of yourself, but that's not the way we ought to live as Christians. We are to care for one another. We are to forgive one another. We are not to put us above one another. What happened to Occupy Wall Street? You guys were out there, but you were so busy, seems like, trying to make sure that you didn't speak for one another till you stop speaking even for yourself. We need these groups. We need these groups to be funded by the people. And we need these groups to be there in these campaigns, when in these courthouses, ever people, wherever the masses are being treaded upon, wherever oppression is the tool of the day. We need these groups there. This country suffers. People are being imprisoned for false reasons, lies. Poverty. Poverty ain't nothing nice. It's not. We use that word so much till I think we don't realize what poverty really is. But it's created from people not having enough. And there is absolutely no way to justify people in America not having enough. Because there is enough of everything right now in America. America wastes enough food for no hunger to be in America and for no hunger to be in other countries. There is absolutely no reason for poverty in America, for greed, the love of money, racism, institutional racism, all of these things going on, and selfish people who are either too ignorant to understand or just don't care beyond themselves. And think because their life is what they want it to be, if yours is not, then they have no concern for you. And lest I forget, many of which of these people claim themselves as Christians. And Scripture says, those of you who claim yourself as a Christian, so I'm talking about 9 of every 10. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. There are people fighting the Affordable Care Act, knowing the Affordable Care Act has given life to people who would be dead without it, knowing that the Affordable Care Act has made it possible for people to work part-time, that can work part-time, and still pay for their own health care, knowing that the Affordable Care Act has given people with pre-existing conditions and opportunity to receive health care in America, which we did not have before the Affordable Care Act became law. Yet there are people who are fighting with all their might to end the Affordable Care Act. Why? Why is it that they don't want it? I say, yes, we can. I looked at President Obama when he come in and hit the ground running, and he asked the Republicans over and over to work with him, and the Speaker said, when the GOP gained the speakership, he said in October of 2010, there will be no compromise with this president. Well, President Obama and his administration spend those first year, the first year and a half, giving America the Affordable Care Act, which we so badly needed. Stopping the foreclosures that was rippling through America. That's what he did, the president, which we so badly needed to happen. Saved the automobile industry, thereby saving jobs, which is what we needed, prevent more poverty in this country. Homes were saved, jobs were saved, the car industry was saved, the stock market was saved, Bin Laden was killed. What else do you want from a man? You want him to part the Red Sea for you? We were losing 800,000 jobs a month. We are gaining 200,000 to 300,000 a month now. What else, except for God's people, has got to do their job now and see a different America? Because everything that's left, no one man can do it. We have to do it. And in America, it's called voting. We have to prepare now, get registered, know that we are clear to vote, so that if there are things standing in our way, we still have time to make it right, and we need to vote. And that's how we will end poverty. One of the first things we have to do, we will end poverty when we register to vote and when we have goals that will get us prosperity as a country by first ourselves being the change. Because if you're not the change, starting with you, there'll be no change for you. You will be left behind. You got to have a goal. And if you're a believer, you got to do God's will. And if you're not a believer, you can be a good person and you will be able to latch on to God's goodness through his people, through his children. You've been listening to the I Love Politics show, and I've given you an agenda to end poverty in America. Mine to offer, yours to receive or to reject. I'm B. Says. I'm right here at blogtalkradio.com/BEES1, and you can follow me on Twitter at B. Says Politics. Enjoy the rest of your life.